pretty lucky over here. Just take a look. Wherever you go in WA, there's something extraordinary to experience. Whether it's the whitest sand in the country, an ancient world, or world-class fare, it's all pretty incredible. How good does that look? It seems unfair that we keep all this to ourselves. You just want to tell the world. So in 2010, Tourism WA launched the brand platform Experience Extraordinary, and over the last 5 years has run a series of campaigns promoting Western Australia to the world. We've started to tell the story of WA and how unique it is, and people have listened.
Our friends from Western Australia Tourism have taken to the East Coast to further sell their story about all the things to experience in the West under the laconic Australian theme, Just Another Day in WA. They were in Melbourne last week and Graham Kemlow went along to find out a bit more. He speaks with Pat Moneron, Tourism West Australia, Trade Sales Manager for the Eastern States.
Well, last week in Melbourne, I attended an event where Tourism Western Australia had come over, part of an East Coast roadshow, and they were selling all the wonderful things about the state of Western Australia. It used to be the state of excitement. Now it's just another day in WA. What's happened? Is it not exciting over there anymore, Pat?
Hi, Graham. Yes, we've evolved a little bit further since the state of excitement days.
Right.
Very much just another day in WA is the perfect positioning statement because the state has so much more diversity in terms of tourism experiences than what it had only, you know, 5-10 years ago. As you may have heard, there's been a lot of new infrastructure developments, new hotels, new tourism destinations that have opened up or further developed. So very much a compelling reason for the interstate traffic to again consider Perth and Western Australia as a ideal destination for their holidays.
Yeah. Now, it's an obvious thing for you to do, to come over to the East Coast and talk up the West and other. I mean, Cairns comes down south and talks about why don't we go up there, and Tourism Whitsundays. Even South Australia tries to lure us over the border. Who is your target market on the East Coast? Is it any one city or any one state, or is it everybody?
Well, we classify our core markets being from Melbourne, Victoria and Sydney, New South Wales and Brisbane and pretty much the southeast Queensland corner.
Right.
But certainly we don't discount Adelaide and the South Australians or the Tasmanians or Canberrans for that matter. But by virtue of the population and historical traffic, Sydney, Melbourne are our core number one cities, Brisbane not far behind, and then Adelaide and Canberra, as I mentioned before. But very much there's a strong history of VFR traffic with families that have relocated from one city to the other.
And VFR, there's
always visiting, been a corporate...
Visiting friends and relatives. I'll have to translate for the great unwashed out there. Yeah, go on.
Sorry about that, Graham. Yeah, we tend to throw in local tourism
terminology.
Jargon. But
yeah.
Visiting friends and relatives is actually quite a big proportion of our traffic interstate, and
right.
it's a segment that we've actively targeted in recent time, and we're seeing some positive uptake on that as well.
Now, your event was basically targeting people from the trade who would have travel agents and other operators who bring
groups in, who
will in turn talk to the consumer. But you've got a chance here today to talk directly to the consumer. What's the sort of overarching message, apart from this Just Another Day in WA? It's a lovely laconic idea, but what is it about Western Australia that should cause people to put their pens down and pick up the smartphone and make a booking?
Well, Western Australia, as I mentioned right at the beginning, has a very diverse product offering, or tourism offering, from the Kimberley in the north, where we've got iconic towns like Broome and Kununurra and the very famous Gibb River Road as a self-drive option.
Mm-hmm.
Now we've also developed the Kimberley cruising options as well. So Kimberley cruising is the hottest new thing up in the northwest of the state. So a lot of cruise operators have now discovered the Kimberley coast, particularly the small ship operators. They can get into the smaller bays and take on the beautiful attractions like the Horizontal Falls, but then also see and experience for themselves the pearling industry around Broome, The beautiful falls up around Mitchell Falls and King George Falls. So a lot of diversity up north. And then as you work your way south through the Pilbara and the Coral Coast, where we have Exmouth and Ningaloo, we're finding that the interstate visitors are really starting to get an appreciation of that area and the self-drive opportunities from Perth. But interestingly enough, Graham, now we've got more carriers flying up to places like Exmouth, which therefore allows the options of transportation to the region. So you don't have to be driving there and back. You can drive one way and fly another. Right. So it really allows our interstate visitors to experience the state in a shorter time frame, if they're short of time, or if they're not short of time, they can actually spend more time in the region and get a deeper immersion.
Right.
But Perth, of course, Graham, is our key gateway.
Yep.
And there's been a lot of tourism development there. So the good thing for tourists is that our room rates have come down, because there's been so many new hotels that have opened in the last 2 to 3 years. And that's not stopping there. We've got about another 2,000 rooms to come online between now and 2020. And those rooms that I'm talking about are not just five stars, but there's also four-star, three-star, and right at the very top end, the six-star product offering. And it's important for the consumer to know that Perth is very affordable from a hotel experience.
Mm.
So whilst the airfares may be a little bit more expensive to get there, it's quickly offset by the cost of staying there and the touring costs as well.
I was going to ask you about that, because it's certainly been a lingering sore that the cashed-up FIFOs, who were enjoying the boom of the mining industry, were sort of spending any amount of money on food and accommodation in Perth, which just drove everybody's prices up. But that's all over, Red Rover.
Well, it's one of the reasons we did the roadshow this year, Graham, is to address that perception of Perth.
Mm.
Because you're right, there was a negative perception in the market that Perth was very much dominated by the FIFO market, and that in turn had an adverse effect on pricing. But that's all changed.
Right.
That's gone 180 degrees the other way. So I can assure you now that the cost of a coffee is under $4. You don't have long to wait for a cab or an Uber. And certainly there's a lot of hotel rooms around as well.
Yeah. Well, I'm a bit lucky, I guess. I go to Perth once or twice a year on my journalistic business, often covering the business event sector. And they're ones who are finding it difficult to get a room to have a meeting in major hotels, because they were being used for training for the mining industry. And I personally have witnessed that sort of claw back now to a much more normal situation. So I can certainly recommend that what you're saying is correct. And also, I've been lucky to go to places like Kununurra and Kimberley and cruise those beautiful rivers and the gorges and the fantastic waterfalls. So I could recommend the places somewhere that if you haven't been, you really need to go and see it. It's half the country, for goodness sake. You'd hate to think that you only lived in your little corner of the world.
That's right. And look, and I haven't mentioned it yet, but let's not forget the new Perth Optus Stadium has also transformed the way the city can project itself to not just the interstate market, but the world. So we've now got a world-class facility, probably the best in Australia at this very point in time for entertainment, not just sport, but also general entertainment, where, you know, visitors can come over and see Perth from a different perspective. And that is on top of course, our new Qantas non-stop direct flights to London, which allows interstate visitors hubbing through Perth to do a 2-3-4 day stopover and not just stay in Perth, but maybe visit Margaret River and sample some of our local wines and beautiful food, rather than just doing the usual hop across from the East Coast to Singapore and then across to London.
Well,
so it really does open up the West as the new West, you know, hub to Australia.
Go West, eh?
Absolutely, Graham.
Well,
that was Pat Monaram of Tourism WA. He's the Trade Sales Manager for the Eastern States, and he was speaking with Graham Kemlow.